Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
September 25th, students all across our nation, in fact, all across the world, will be joining for See You at the Poll. Joining me today is Doug Clark. He is with the National Network of Youth Ministries and the promotion coordinator for See You at the Poll. Doug, I'm so excited about September 25th. What is the mission of See You at the Poll?
See You at the Poll is a day that's set aside near the beginning of the school year when students of all ages can gather and pray before the school day begins usually, and to simply start the school year and to start that day by praying for themselves, for their community, for our country. It's the first best thing we believe that students can do if they want to show the love of God to their friends and to their school.
Do you have a testimony of the impact of See You at the Poll? This is your 29th year of encouraging students to gather at their school flagpole. What's been the impact?
One story that I love to share because it just shows that impact is a few years ago, I got a phone call from a youth pastor in Oklahoma City, not all that far away from you there. And he was telling me about the See You at the Poll that had started that day. And if your listeners can just visualize the loop right at the front of the school and right in front, the buses are dropping students off, and off over in the distance, picture of the flagpole with a group of students standing around there praying. And as the buses were pulling up, one girl got off and just stood there on the sidewalk for a moment, looking at the flagpole, and she turned around, sat on the curb, and began to weep. A teacher who was standing there came over and began to ask her what was wrong, and the girl pointed towards the flagpole some distance away, and she said, "Those kids are praying for me." Now, she wasn't close enough to hear their words, but she was plenty close enough for the Holy Spirit to bring His love communicated to her heart. And the teacher had the opportunity that morning to lead that girl to faith in Christ. Now, picture then that that student could become part of that group of students on the campus where those Christians from different churches were gathering together and have an opportunity to start her new journey with Christ right there at school.
Powerful, powerful testimony. Check out syatp.com.